Morning, everyone. Everybody doing well? Miss Cricket, you okay? Really? Could you stand and lead us in prayer this morning? And you, in that microphone, thank you.
Father, I just thank you, Lord, for gathering us here today. I pray that as we sit and listen to Alex Castillo, Lord, that our hearts will be open and our minds will be working, Lord. And your spirit will just be upon us, Father, as we just absorb and practice and learn, Lord. In that we pray also, Lord, that you will heal Alita, Lord. We pray for her right now. Be her comfort, Lord. Be the God of healing, Father, to her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Ms. Cricket. I appreciate it. Well, I'm excited today. Everybody excited about today?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been waiting all week to get to part two. I do a whole strategic planning in my school in the States, and I'm junking it all, throwing it out. I got a new model. So I have a vested interest in listening. We're excited about Mr. Alex. Alex, come on down. Woohoo! Yeah. Wow us today, okay?
I'll try my best. Good morning.
Morning.
Last week, we drafted an issue statement for Metro Manila, Victory Metro Manila admin. I polished it, and I'm going to show it to you. I got some feedback, and I think the conclusion is that the stress was general in the admin function, not just in the finance department, which was not intended to begin with. So you remember issue. Victory's growth has outpaced the admin organization's development. Background statement, Victory Metro Manila has grown 26% per year in the past 10 years, essentially doubling every 3 years. While this is a tremendous blessing, the rapid increase in the number of congregations, can we enlarge that? Congregations, worship services, and related church activities have put a tremendous strain. Thank you, Giselle. Where was I? Strain on the administrative function. The impact has been to either adversely affect the quality of services provided, but more typically to unduly stress administrative workers as they regularly stretch to meet job requirements. There has been a marked increase in staff turnover in the past 2 years compared to prior years. There also seems to be overexpanded multitasking, where the relatively small staff is frequently challenged to perform in areas beyond their competencies. The situation is aggravated by the natural focus on developing pastoral leaders, which has inadvertently allowed too little priority in the development of the administrative organization. Okay? So do you think we understand the issue? There is priority, but there's too little priority. Okay? And there is evidence of stress. The turnover rate, okay? And the emphasis is on the workers doing heroic jobs at the expense of their lives to provide the service. And sometimes the service is not that good, but everyone tries their best. And we are acknowledging that, you know, the emphasis has been on pastoral leadership development, okay? Which is natural. And it is inadvertent. So, objective. The objective is a statement that says, what do I want to do with the issue? Okay? Once the issue statement is explained, the question should be, so what? What do I want to do with it? Well, this is what I want to do with it. To conceptualize and propose. Note, you are not the executive function. You're not going to decide it. You will conceive of it. You will propose it. An administrative organization structure by July 1, 2011 that will dynamically keep pace with and serve the needs of a rapidly growing church and ministry. Okay? Scroll up. Strategies. If that is the objective, what should I do so that it is accomplished? Number one, identify a short list of appropriate benchmarks for the admin organizational structure of a church with the size and growth rate of Victory Metro Manila. Develop a gap analysis between the chosen benchmark and the current administrative structure to develop a conceptual structure that bridges the gaps identified. So, is that logical?
Yes.
Okay. However, on a parallel basis, develop a top-to-bottom and bottom-up structure, process, people review of the present administrative organization relative to the current and future needs of the church and ministry in the context of its mission and 2020 vision. Conceptualize and propose an administrative structure on the basis of this review. So one is external, getting external benchmarks. The other one is looking within. Okay. Top to bottom means, okay, what do the leaders think we should have? Bottom up says, what do the guys feel we should have? Okay. So in this process, if I were conducting it, I will ask people, what are the problems? I'll have three questions for everybody. What are your concerns? What is the results of these concerns, and what do you suggest should be done? You know, bottom up. Okay? And the best planning is both top to bottom and bottom up. And number four, choose between these two conceptual models. You will come up with two conceptual models, a one internal looking and the other one using benchmarks. Or a hybrid, taking into consideration a set of musts that should include scalability, ability to be funded internally, ability to stay on mission through the transition, and ability to achieve our 2020 vision. Sorry. Mali ako dun. Giselle, okay? 2020 vision. So this is an example. This is not what I'm saying Victory should do, but this is an example of what you do once you identify an issue. Okay? So when you identify an issue, develop an objective and develop strategies. Okay? So I'm just gonna leave this with you, and I suppose people can get copies of it, no? Now what happens is, let's say you take this and you run with it, things won't change immediately. Let's say this implemented, actually. Things will not change immediately. And so last week, by the way, there was a lot of candid exchange here. I mean, you know, people were very, let's say, passionate about their views. Especially since we were talking about things where you live, okay? And, you know, some of you were more articulate than others. And so I did not get a balanced view. That's why I had to talk to some people after that session to get a balanced view. And I think I have a balanced view here, okay? Now, what happens is when, I just want to, this is not in our lesson today, but I'll just explain it quickly. My purpose is to take you through an exercise or exercises that will give you frameworks. Okay? A good teacher will leave a framework. When you go out the door, you must have in your pocket a framework. What I want to do is that you will be able to use what you learn because it's in a framework. Okay? And what you need to do is, when you go through these things, just look at my notes here, you will see what the ideal picture is and current reality, okay? And there's a lot of tension when you see the vision and current reality. Current reality, now, you know, there are two ways to relieve the tension. One is to lower the vision, correct? And if you do that, you will join the biggest club on earth, the club of broken dreams, okay? Where most people live. Most people walk around with compromised visions. The idea is not to compromise the vision, but to bring up current reality closer and closer to the vision, okay? In the meantime, the skill you must have, the mindset you must have is, are you ready for this? Learning to live with ambiguity, okay? You know where things should be at. You see where things are at, really. You can't just say, I'm not gonna function until everything becomes perfect, okay? We need to continue to operate and cooperate, learning to live with the ambiguity between current reality and the desired future. That's what I call managerial maturity, living and functioning well in the transitory stages of life where it's all ambiguous. I was 19 years old, I told you last week, when we were taught that we were general managers. And I looked at the person teaching this to me and I said, what's he smoking? You know, we had a lot of responsibility, but we had no authority. Okay? When we walked in from one department to another coordinating activities, they told us, who are you? I don't work for you. My salary increase does not depend on you. Why should I obey you? And we told them, you don't have to obey us. We're just representing higher authority. And so I want to stress today that what you must combat is functional narrowness. Okay? Now, I'm just the accountant. I'm just the executive assistant. I'm just in production. I'm just in graphic arts. I mean, if you change that mindset and say, I am the GM of my function, you know what? The very next split of a second, you'll be a much better at your narrow function. Okay? Just say, I am the general manager of my function. Repeat that with me. I am the general manager of my function. Okay. Once you identify the issue, today we'll take you through the next steps. Okay? You will have options. Okay? Do we do what the benchmark does, or do we do based on the internal review? You'll have options, and you need to learn how to make decisions. So turn to, I don't know which page in your workbook, where it says systematic decision-making framework. Okay, let's get that slide there. Okay, let me just read it. State what the decision has to be made. This is the process, no? State what decision has to be made. Articulate the available alternatives. Establish the minimum imperatives or musts the decision should meet. Number four, list down the desirable dimensions or wants expressed in extremes. For example, least costly, highest potential attendance, least problematic, etc. Brainstorm and score each alternative using the decision analysis form, which you will see later. Eliminate any alternative that does not meet any must, and score the surviving alternative on the wants, weigh wants as appropriate. Choose highest scoring alternative. Ponder on the sense of comfort with the chosen alternative. If there is a lot of discomfort, repeat the process to validate the list of musts, wants, and scores given. Okay? Now, you don't have to do a decision analysis when you are trying to choose which shoes to wear. Okay? I pray you don't have to do a DA analysis, a decision analysis on that. But usually, if it's a complex decision and the stakes are high, you do this. Okay? Now, if you're single, lady, there are three suitors. Alternative A, B, and C. And you like them all. Who will you choose? Well, you could do this. What are the musts? What are the wants? Okay. Should I build a house, buy a condominium, or rent? Okay. Those are major investments, major decisions. You could do this. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to take you through very simple decision analysis exercises so you get the process. Okay. More than the results, I want you to go through the process because this is an excellent mental habit to form. Okay. Once you get the hang of it, you don't even need the form. You only need the form if you really are trying to do a very complicated decision. So it's more of the mental thinking habit I want you to form. It's very tedious at the start, but it is an excellent training tool. Let's get to the decision analysis form, okay? Decision analysis form. All right. Go to the form. Okay. You make a statement on top that says decision statement. What decision do I have to make? And then list down the alternatives. In this case, I need a decision for is this the Ignite thing? Yes. I have four alternatives. Okay. And then you brainstorm what are the musts. What must the venue achieve? For example, can it accommodate the number of people we expect in Ignite? Will it meet the budget that we have set for Ignite? Whatever other musts, be brainstorming on. Okay? And then you put yes or no. Okay? Now, if it's a must and an alternative gets a no, it's killed immediately. Why? Because it failed a must. All right? So, suitors A, B, and C. Must be a believer. Okay? One of them is not a believer. If that's one of your musts, that kid is killed, no matter how good looking he is. All right? So, that's what you do. Sa want na yun. The most pogi. All right? Now, so, you brainstorm the musts, and it takes experience. Sometimes you will put a must that it's not, which is not a must. Sometimes you will miss a must. So it takes experience. Okay, go to the wants. So once naman, you list here all of the non-essential but desirable. Okay, in terms of an Ignite venue, least costly. Best facilities, best sound system. Express it in the extreme, okay? And then as an option, you can weigh the must. How important is that must in a scale of 10? Okay? If it's very important, put a 10. If it's not important, put a... you can't have a 1. Because if it's 1, you don't want it. All right? So, and then under each alternative, you score the alternative according to the, in a scale of 10. Okay, what you do is you give a 10 to the best alternative for that want. And everything else goes 9, 8, 7, para madali. All right? And then you just multiply it by the weight to get the weighted score. Are you following? Okay. And then, by the way, only the surviving alternatives go to the wants. If one of them was killed in the musts, only the surviving alternatives proceed to the wants. Then you score it, and you get the highest score. Okay? And the decision, the alternative with the highest score, in theory, is the best option. Now, you sit back and say, "Teka muna, I'm uncomfortable. I know it scored well, but I'm uncomfortable." Then you discuss with your team, why are you uncomfortable? Okay? And then, so it's very interactive, it's back and forth, to and fro. Now, here's the warning. This process needs absolute integrity and good data. We will presume good data. It needs absolute integrity, it needs honesty, because you can manipulate it. Because it is formulaic, you can manipulate. And you manipulate it at your own peril. If you're not accurate, then you make a wrong decision. You make a wrong choice, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to give you exercises. I want you to form 5 teams, Pastor Carlos. And do they know who they are already? Okay. So Giselle, can we distribute the first case? Okay. And which case is this? Supplier, okay. Is it the Gerbros Green Ads? And okay, so you have two things. One is the data sheet on the three suppliers, and the decision analysis form. Okay, so the decision statement you have to write there to choose the most appropriate supplier for Ignite 2011 merchandise. That's the decision statement, okay? To choose the best, the most appropriate supplier for Ignite 2011 merchandise. Okay? Okay, so Pastor Carlos, groupings?
Group one will be Jepai Stable and Sharon Stable. Group two would be Chrysos Stable and Adet Stable. Group three would be My Table with Karen Stable. Group four would be Gansa Stable with Henry Stable. And group five would be Jerry Stable with Gigi Stable. So that's the groupings.
Okay, so you have 10 minutes to brainstorm what the musts should be, okay? And then rate the alternatives on the basis of the musts. And then what the wants should be, weight the wants if you want. And then score the alternatives, the surviving alternatives. After 10 minutes, I'll tell you it's time. We'll have a presentation by each group. Okay? And you therefore have to select a presenter. Okay? Are you ready to select a presenter? Index finger to the ceiling. Index finger to the ceiling, everybody. At the count of three, I want you to elect the group presenter. One, two, three, go. Time's up, time's up, time's up.
All right, it's this group first. Who is the... Your time is running out. Come on up, this group.
You have right. 1 minute to tell us who the supplier is and to defend it.
Woohoo, woohoo. We're finished, we're finished. We're finished, we're finished. Ado, we're finished. Because I want you to go first.
You can stay with your group. Stay with your group. You don't have to...
Stay right here.
Just
all right,
right,
everybody's attention back here. Otto, your group is still talking. Stay right there with them. Stay right there. Okay, Gans, you've got 1 minute to... 1 minute to tell us your decision and defend it. Go.
Good morning, everybody. I will be talking to you without looking at you. All right. Okay, as far as we were concerned, amongst the wants given us, yeah, my best side, among the factors given, we felt that service track record, production capacity, and output capacity were most important. Cost and coordination were second, and church affiliation was, as far as they are concerned, not really a problem. Of all of them, when we totaled it up together, I'm just waiting for Pastor Jay to give me this one, based on that, PNG promo and gifts concepts got a total score of 454. Jer Bros got 451, and Green Ads got 450. So based on that cost estimate, we wanted to go with promo and gifts.
Very good. Thank you very much.
All right, here we go. Who's the representative here? Stand, please. On your mark.
Go. Set.
Go.
Just kidding. I wanted to follow the footsteps of Guns. Anyway, for our team, we place in our mass affordability, appeal, value for money, what's the other one? Branding compliance. We're so sorry. We were not able to calculate the ones computation because we're not able to finish it, and at the same time,
who was eliminated in the must? Anybody?
In the must, it's the promo and eliminated.
Who survived?
Who survives? Green Ads merchandising.
Only one.
Yes.
So that's your decision.
Yes.
All right.
Based on the must.
All right. Thank you.
Next group, right here.
Okay, the same is true for our group now. It was green.
You don't have everybody's attention. Always wait for everybody's attention.
Okay.
That group back there especially, they're trouble.
Gans is there, that's why. Green Ads is also the one that survived our elimination process on the basis of quality, delivery compliance, cost, production capacity, and the coordination. We were also not able to finish the want section.
But which one survived?
Green Ads.
Only one?
Yes, only one.
Okay, all right,
but
thank you.
You don't have to do a want section if only one survives.
Yeah, if only one survived, that's it.
You're done?
Yep.
Yeah, did you get that?
An alternative. Yes. Duh.
Hello. All right. Who's representing?
Just.
JJ, come on, JJ.
Green Ads merchandising survived. We identified two musts. Pricing must be affordable for students, and the quality must be good. We don't need
Trisha.
Tiny titanium coffee mugs, but, you know, good. So,
that was a joke.
Yes. Only Green Ads merchandising survived the musts, so we did not need to sweat the wants table.
That's true. All right. Yeah. Decision done with musts. Yes.
Thank you, team. In the mast, we killed promo and gifts concept. So only two survived.
Why'd you kill them?
Because of the low quality.
Low quality.
And then when we computed our wants, they're based on two, service track record and coordination. Green Ads won with a landslide, 98 versus 116 points. But in the end, when we discussed our comfort level, we still wanted to go for Gerbros because of their excellent quality.
Very good.
And we agreed.
Very good. Big hand for all of you guys.
Right.
So what's the right answer? Okay. Don't get angry, okay? This is what I'm going to tell you. You could not possibly make a decision. What information? Or?
Budget.
How can you make a decision? So, that was a mean exercise.
Trick question.
It was meant, you presumed the data sheet was complete. You can't make a decision unless you have all the data. I was waiting for some of you to say, Alex, what's the budget? Okay? So, but, okay, the thing to do is not to make a decision. You can't make a decision. You don't have data. For example, you guys want higher quality, but you don't have the data. What if the high quality exceeds the budget? You may have to compromise. All right? So, I'm sorry for that.
Yeah, Adam.
You know, we met that hurdle. That's why, in terms of cost, we added, he said, cost is within budget / reasonable. But we made presumptions.
You made an assumption on the budget.
An assumption, yeah.
At the very least, I wanted the group that raised its hand to say, Alex, we don't have the budget, would have won. But none of you did. No, because the data you had available, you presumed was the only data available. Are you with me?
Yeah, so good.
So, when someone is courting you, you cannot just take his word for it. The data available is not necessarily all of the data that you can get. Are you with me?
Yeah. Okay.
So decision, lesson number one. You can't make a decision unless you have all the pertinent data. Okay, case number two. Do you have case number two also? This year's corporate staff team building will have 75 participants. Ito ba yon? You have it? Okay. How about this time you only have 6 minutes? Okay? 6 minutes. Do a decision analysis on the second case. Are you ready? 6 minutes. There's a learning curve here. Okay? Go back to your groups. Go. Let me give you a hint. What data do you need? The budget is there. What else do you need to make a decision? No. When is the date? So what data do you need? Okay, the answer is yes. They're all available on that date. Yeah, the answer is on the date. All options. Yes. Okay. Capacity is also a yes. You actually have 3 more minutes. And I want you to select your presenter, okay?
You got to get a different presenter.
Okay, see Edwin, all right. Select your presenter. Index finger to the ceiling. 1, 2, 3, go. All right. Question. 1 minute. I misquoted the time, Kanina. 1 minute. Time's up. Time's up. Time's up. Time's up.
Time's up. Every attention.
Okay. Time's up.
I need everybody's attention focused on me. Miss Cricket?
Yes, hello.
Hi. Go.
We have decided to choose Punta de Fabian for a simple reason na kaibigan namin may mayari. No, based on the reasons, okay yung facilities nila and even the travel time, especially the cost per head, pasok sa budget. But before we really made that decision, we need to do ocular.
No? How many survived the musts?
One.
Only one?
Yeah.
Okay, but you were saying?
Yeah, we need to make ocular muna. Especially doon sa buffet nila, we need to taste the food. No, that's very important.
Very good.
Yeah. And tsaka yung mga aircons, yung bathroom nila, kung malinis, ganyan.
In other words, you've made a decision, but you'll confirm after the ocular.
Yes.
Excellent. All right. Yeah. Next presenter, big hand for Edwin. Yeah.
In our group, two survive. One is Punta de Fabian and Punta de Yuan. That all our ones are, it should be within our budget, must have good facilities, capacity are enough. And it's not yet final because we need to confirm the food. We need to have an ocular, we have to taste the food first. Yeah, for us, that's part of the one, so it's 10, a rate there, so we haven't had yet decision yet.
Okay, very good, very good. Thank you, Carol. Big hand for Carol.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Yes, for the musts, not in any particular order, but these are the things that needs to be met in order for us to make a decision. The cost, availability, capacity, safety and security. And the only surviving resorts were Punta de Fabian and Punta de Uyan, all the puntas, so punta na tayo doon. And also the going through the wants, so these are the things that we want to be on that resort to be met, travel time, accessibility, facilities, the inclusions plus the location. It looks like when we completed...
When you say travel time, what do you mean as a want?
As much as possible, minimum, or the shortest time.
Shortest. So
yes.
you must express it in the exhibit.
Okay.
Shortest
yes.
possible time. Yeah.
Shortest possible time. Accessibility, even if they're
most
not riding
accessible.
With the... Yes, the most accessible. Even
yeah.
if they want to commute, they right. can go there right. on their own.
Hang on
facilities.
Is everybody listening to this part? It has to be formed in the extreme.
Yes.
Statement.
Okay. For the facilities, the most complete, wide range of things that we can
widest
do.
Widest range.
Widest yeah. range that we can do in that resort. Also the inclusions, the package, the where we can have value for our money.
Best
and
value.
Best value.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Extremes. And of course the location.
And who won?
What location?
And
how do you form a location?
For the location, also the closest.
Closest.
Yes. So the resort that won was Punta de Fabian against Punta de Uyan.
Very good.
But
thank
then
you.
We
yes.
might be, some of us are expressing some things that Punta de Uyan might even be better. So there would be more talk regarding that.
All right. Thank you very much, Yvette.
Our team decided to do ocular in Punta de Fabian. Next, ginaya ko lang kay Edwin. All right. We decided for the following reasons. Okay, first, cost. Punta de Fabian is 3,300. It's within the budget, and we still have 700 pesos buffer that we can, you know, play around. And then travel time because it's just overnight. So at least we would like to be there in the shortest possible time so that we can maximize the place and have fun. And then facilities, of course, it should meet the objective. So because the objective is to do team building, I think Punta de Fabian facilities can accommodate or meet our objective.
Okay.
That's it. And?
Wants?
Food. Dapat masarap.
No, what did you have as wants?
We did not write anything because only Punta de Fabian survived.
Oh, okay. What killed the Uyan?
4 hours from Manila.
So this. All right. Very good. Crunchyo, thank you very much.
Who we got here?
Okay, out of three, Mount Si Grand Resort did not survive because of the cost. And between Punta de Fabian and Punta de Uwian, Punta de Fabian got a 316 compared to Uwian got a 307. Why? Because number one of the cost, mm-hmm. Okay, it's within budget, 3.3. Well, the other one is 2.8. However, Punta de Fabian at number has, well, got good, better facilities as well as the inclusions are also, well, inclusions are the same, but the facilities are better. And of course, the location and travel time, because it's overnight, so it's similar as well with Chrysos team, because we want to maximize the time as well. And also, well, the comfort out of six, only one person was not really comfortable with that because he's a beach boy, so he wants the beach. But however, yeah, it was overshadowed by everyone else. It's the boy, the guy from Hawaii.
He was right. Shouted down.
It was just right. Understandable.
Poor guy.
All right, so, but it was overshadowed because, again, we want to maximize, and it's overnight only, so overnight stays. So Punta de Fabian, is it?
Very good. Thank you, Jerry. Okay. Question. What data did you not have in your data sheet?
Quality of food.
Okay. Food. What else? Critical data. Capacity. Okay. This group asked that question. That group asked that question too. What else? Availability. Okay. Well, you guys asked that question. Okay. So, yes, Ado.
Somebody in our team mentioned the planned activities for the team
excellent,
building.
Excellent. You did not have the program events. Okay. If you knew what the programs were, some of these items could be eliminated. Okay. So you did. Now, what are we going to do there anyway? What's the agenda? Okay. So, and none of you asked that question until now. Okay. All right, so again, the first one was a very trick question exercise. The second one was semi-trick. I gave you some of the answers, but the group that was asking most of the questions was this group. Give this group a big hand, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. I repeat, okay? You may have the form, but if you don't have the data, as you can see, it's useless. Are you with me? Okay. You may have the framework, but if you don't have the data, it's useless. Any questions?
Okay. Question. Does the must, do they have to be formed in the extreme?
No.
Just the wants?
Yeah. Also, when you do the musts, of course, in the real world, you'll have more time than 6 minutes or 10 minutes, okay? When you do the musts, you must challenge it. Why is that a must? Okay? You have to challenge it. Because remember, the musts are killers. They are alternative killers. So you must be, the must, really must be a must. Okay? Yes.
Just like in the first exercise a while ago, we actually have no in the three of them. Do we deliberate still why we still want to explore further, or do we move on to other suppliers?
Oh, if all of them were killed in the musts, then you have to look for other alternatives. Okay. Did you kill all of them?
Every one of them have a no at some point.
Oh, one no kills that alternative. In fact, once an alternative has a no, forget it. Forget that alternative. That alternative is dead. That is why you must be deliberate about the musts.
Yeah,
okay? You must be reasonable, and they really have to be musts, because sometimes we put as a must something that is a want. Okay. Any other question? Yes.
I was going to make a comment because when we were doing this, I was remembering what you were saying about we have to have integrity going through the process. Because when I was doing it, when we were already doing it, I wanted to move a few of the musts as very high wants just so that they'd survive up to the very end.
Yeah,
and I, you know, right. And it's very quickly,
it's very quick in my head to realize that it's very easy for me to manipulate the data. Yeah. So yeah.
You have to be honest with yourself. In Del Monte, we used to use this as to choose who to promote. Okay, especially if there are three or two good candidates, and they're very close to one another, and if the fallout will be one of them will leave. If those who will not be promoted will feel so bad that they leave, we really do this, and we take a long time to do it. And then we show it to the candidates once we've made the decision. Okay, so that they will see we went through a very objective process. Okay, so this is done in people selection. If there are three applicants and they seem to be all qualified, who do we get? Do a decision analysis. And it's actually fun. And once you form this habit in your head, you'll never be the same. In fact, after this, you'll never be the same. I would have bothered you totally. Because it's a framework. Mm-hmm. Okay? All right. Any other question? We still have 1 minute. Edwin.
In doing these things, what is the ideal or acceptable options? How many? One, two options?
Basically, you do a short list. Maybe if there are many options, you could have a short list of eight. And then you can trim them down to three or four. I mean, if you do this for eight options, it's going to be unwieldy. And that would reflect too much indecisiveness. Okay, so do a short list and then prune it down further. But it, strictly speaking, if you have six or seven, you could do it, but it's just more tedious.
In our department, we usually choose three suppliers.
Three is good.
Yeah, for the longest time. I don't know, it's based on the Trinity thing or...
No,
like
not really.
Just a joke.
All right, coffee break.
10-minute break. Goodies over there.